Longtime listeners of KTOO will recognize this voice.
Good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock and you are tuned to KTOO News in Juneau here on Tuesday, the 6th of September, the year 2011. Jeff Brown with you here on a Juneau afternoon.
Since 1975, Jeff Brown has been a volunteer, board member, and for the past 15 years, program director at KTOO. As anyone who's known him for any length of time can tell you, Brown loves working at the radio station, and he loves hosting a Juneau afternoon. But for the last 2 years, his life has changed significantly.
I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease about a year and a half ago, and over the past amount of time, it's become obvious that my ability to talk on the air has been decreased.
Parkinson's is a degenerative disorder of the nervous system caused by the loss of dopamine-producing brain cells. Symptoms include trembling of the hands, arms, legs, jaw, and face, as well as general stiffness of the body. As the disease progresses, patients have difficulty walking and talking. Brown says that part has been hard.
It's what I do every day, and it's been difficult not being able to do it to the fullest extent of my abilities.
In search of a way to alleviate some of his symptoms without turning to medication and its various side effects, Brown has found some relief with a voice therapy program called Songshine. Ruth Anna Metzger developed the program specifically for Parkinson's patients at the Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, California.
By using vocal exercises called vocalese and a variety of different types of singing, we actually learn to strengthen the voice. We learn to take command of our voices. It gives them tools that they may never have had before so that they are in control of their voice.
Metzger has been a voice teacher for 45 years, specializing in rehabilitation for singers with damaged voices. While not a brain expert, she says one theory about why Songshine works is that the two sides of the brain work together when it comes to speech. When speech is affected by Parkinson's, it's believed the left hemisphere is misfiring. Music is generally thought of as a right brain activity, but Metzger says in reality, it uses the whole brain.
When they do MRIs and non-invasive mapping of the brain, and a person is singing or playing an instrument, the whole brain is lighting up all different areas. And so they know that it's music is extremely stimulating to the brain.
Songshine also incorporates breath management techniques, rhythmic moving, and repetitive practice making vowel sounds, as Brown demonstrates here.
Ma, 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 ma. Ma, 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 ma. Or Mama made me mash my M&Ms. That's my favorite.
Obviously, one thing Brown likes about Songshine is that it doesn't require a great singing voice. He's been working with Metzger via Skype for the past couple months and says his wife has to leave the room before their sessions start.
I'm a terrible singer.
Though she works with Brown one-on-one, Metzger says Songshine is actually designed for a group setting where students can get the most out of it and where it becomes almost like a support group.
I guess I would call it an ambient experience where you hear the voices around you. You are encouraged by it. You are strengthened by it. You sing more vigorously. You breathe more deeply. And you experience the music in a fuller sense when there are others involved in that activity.
Programs like Songshine should not be viewed as cures for speech symptoms related to Parkinson's or any other neurological issue. But Brown asked Metzger to come to Juneau for Saturday's free workshop in hopes of sparking interest in a group to meet regularly in town.
It's great to have a program like the Songshine program to inspire me to do my exercises and to keep on trying to get better and better.
Saturday's workshop will be an overview. The actual Songshine program lasts several weeks and comes complete with a textbook and accompanying CD. Metzger says she's looking for people interested in becoming certified instructors. The certification process is free. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.